850 Passafes on the very, very back. The Hoya Bayamahu Yetsu Lime Kaim in Shalim Tony in the base Kodesh of Dosh and Apoletes, Yehwek of Hanachal, Kikar say si lai vichi lai. That this is something which we learned, which is, we discussed already, we discussed a few times the triple, the chut hamishulish, the three places in Tanakh where this mayon is found. Number one in Sefer Yecheskel, that's the most prominent place where this is discussed. And number two in Sefer Yoel. Number three here in Sefer Zechariah. And the Gemara elaborates upon this very much in different places. And here we're quoting Yerushalmi. I think it's also in other Gemaras, describing the width of this Nachal. By the way, do you hear me? Mark, do you hear me? Is there an echo when you will hear me? There's an echo or is it clear? A little bit of an echo?
A little bit of an echo.
Yeah, I know, because what you're hearing is the sound of the microphone in the room. Let me lower the microphone in the room. One moment. Just a drop.
Servus, laser bachi.
Alright, I brought something today that is a little better now. Is a little better now? Less of an echo? Okay, so I am gonna try to. Now, can you hear me, Michal? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you fine.
Okay, so I have actually today, I have something new.
Let someone talk from there. We hear them.
Or we have to figure out all this technology. I don't know. Too much for me. Alright, in any event, we have over here this pasuk. The pasuk over here talks about. The Nachal that comes out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim and describes its width. It starts out as a teeny little trickle. Tarim in the base Kodesh HaKadoshim ala Pareches, from the Kodesh HaKadoshim until the Pareches. That is a very, very short this. Which Pareches? The Pareches over here is the Pareches that is between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So we're dealing over here with a very similar, what? Which Pareches between the...
I assume that's it.
Right, so this is a teeny amount of space.
Right.
Because the Kodesh HaKadoshim is how big? I think it's 20 by 20. In the Bayis Sheni, in Bayis Shlishi, it's the dimensions of the Kodesh... The dimensions of the Kodesh HaKadoshim are very, very small. They are 20 amos by 20 amos. And so it cannot be more than 20 amos. And it says the width is kikarne, like the antennae of silai vichilai. These are mini shav lulim, different types of insects. So you take the smallest insect that you are aware of, and they have these little antennae that come out of their head, or I don't know, part of their body. And these antennae obviously are very, very thin. That is the thickness, the width of this trickle of water that begins to flow from the Kodesh HaKodashim, something you can barely see. Now, as you go further down in the Heichel, it's a very short distance in the Heichel, Kikarni Chagovim, it gets just a drop bigger, the size of a locust, the antennae of a locust, Mizbach Hazov Ad Azorois, from the Mizbech Hazov until the Azorah, is Kichut Shal Shisi, it is the Chut of Oishasina. What is the Shasi? On the loom, the machine that you make garments, everyone's Maisa Oirek in the Sechta Shabbos, all the different components, there are two types of thread. There's the Shasi and the Erev. The Shasi is the thicker thread. The Shasi is the thread.
I can never remember which is the warp and which is the woof.
The warp and the woof. So the Erev, I believe, is one that is permanently attached. Okay, the Erev is like, I'm forgetting already. Maybe I'm making a mistake. I'm also mixed up already. There are two threads. There's the Erev and there is the Shasi. One of the threads is permanently put into loops, which is put into place. And the other thread you hold in a buchya, on a loom, on a ball, and you throw it back and forth as you alternate between raising the even versus the odd threads. So one of the threads is called the Shasi, one is called the Erev, and they have different thicknesses. I don't remember it anymore. I'm also forgetting which one is thicker. One of them has a thicker than the other, than the buchya, the one that, that goes back and forth, that you throw with your bare hands, that one is the thicker thread. Is that, I think that's called the shasi, if I'm not mistaken. The Erev is the one that is permanently in place. The thread that you put into the loops and you set up for the entire length of the garment, that is called the Erev. And that you control with pedals. There are pedals or the different levers which you can raise the even threads and the low, and the odd threads are lowered, and then you can reverse this process. And in between the canopy, that opening that is created between the even and the odd, you throw a ball of thread that is called a buchyar, which has a thicker thread called the shasi. And this is the width of the trickle of water that comes into the Kodesh HaKodashim. It reaches this thickness. Next, min azaras ad miftan habayis. After it leaves the azar until it gets to the threshold of the Beis HaMikdash, kichut shel erev. Oh, see, I made a mistake. It's the opposite. See that? It's very sure of the earth. There's all the way around. The shasi is the thinner thread. It must then be that the thread that is put in the loops, that is called the shasi. And the erev is the thread that you probably pass with the buchya back and forth. That's a thicker thread. It gets a little bit thicker. Then it gets wider. It comes to the size of the opening of a container. So I guess there is a industry standard of what is the opening of a container. You have a bottle cap. Is the opening of a Coca-Cola bottle the same size as the opening of a Pepsi-Cola bottle? I would imagine that it is. Can you take a cap of Coca-Cola and put it on and close a bottle of Coca-Cola? I don't know. Maybe they do. They make it different. They shouldn't be able to do it. I have no idea. But basically, it used to be in the olden days, they're all the same. There's an industry standard to the opening of a bottle. In time of Chazal, there's a pach, a container, a flask. It has a certain standard size in order to allow liquid to leave. Okay, that's all he says. And he's telling us over here, basically, the basic principle over here is that the mayim, which comes out of the Kodesh HaKodashim, is going to grow in size. And obviously, this is a Musar Haskel to teach us that when we appreciate what the purpose of this water is water of healing, and healing here is a spiritual healing, and water is always symbolic of Torah. Hoy kol tzame l'chu l'mayim, ein mayim ela Torah. And in the times of Mashiach, after this event of Melchem Miskoy Gumagog, Kodesh Baruch is going to repair the world, through the teaching of Torah, the lessons, the moral teachings of the Torah, not just for Klal Yisrael, but for the entire world. And we should not expect this to happen overnight. It starts out very, very small. The size, the amount of learning is equivalent to a teeny, teeny antennae of a teeny little worm, a creature that's even hard to see with the naked eye. And its antennae is obviously even harder to see with the naked eye. And that's the amount of Torah that's going to come forth from this, from the Kodesh HaKodashim. But eventually it will get larger and larger. And all the different breakpoints over here are obviously very symbolic. What's the symbolism of the Mizbeach HaZov, and the symbolism of the Kodesh HaKodashim, the Poroiches, and the symbolism of the Miftan Habayis. All of these breakpoints are obviously very symbolic of a development and a growth of Torah. It all starts with the Aleph base. Okay, you come to a shir. How many people today are there that are Bikim and Shas? They know Kol HaTorah Kul. How did it happen? One day they came to shul and there was a shir between Mincha and Ma'ariv, or there was a Daf Yomi, and they sat down to listen to the shir and they liked it. They liked the shir, and one thing led to another and then to another. Before you turn around, you're in Kolo. Look at Mark. Mark already knows Kol HaTorah Kul. Mark, would you ever imagine that you would be a Baki in Shas and Poskim and all of rabbinic literature? How did it happen, Mark? Little by little, little by little. Okay, next. Asarad Nikru Chayim. There are Rabbi Chol, he was a Baki in Shas already.
Nah.
And we came out from the time he was born. So,
no,
you know.
But you just described how I got started in what I do know. Started with one lecture that I heard.
You see what he says? One lecture that he heard. It changes. Like, who's the lecturer? Who gets the credit? Rabbi Kalbach. You see that? Wow, you see that? That's powerful. Rabbi Kalbach, he heard a lecture from Rav Shlomo Kalbach, Shlita. May he be gesund, live a very long life, and it all was uphill from there. Let's go further. Asara nikru chayim. There are 10 items in Chazal that are called alive. Mayim nikru chayim. This is a beautiful Chazal. Avos Rebbe Nosson. We have to, one day, we have to really learn Avos Rebbe Nosson. Avos Rebbe Nosson is always home run. Home run, we got to do that one day. This is like we'll have a share one day. We have to spend time once in a while to compare, to learn side by side. So this will be a fascinating limud, to learn side by side the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, and then read the same exact Mishnah, Avos, the Rabbeinu Nosson. Because the embellishment is just unbelievable. And here he cites there are 10 things in Tanakh that are called Chayim. And one of them is Mayim. Mayim asar nikru chayim, mayim nikru chayim, shnema bayom ahu yeitzu, mayim chayim mirushalayim. We have to leave for no time the significance of what these 10 things are. Next.
Yeah, it's interesting that this particular quotation, this citation is chosen. For example, we just read this morning, mayim chayim am kelim.
Okay.
So
here's the question: If we have Mayim Chaim in Tanakh, like this week's parsha, Parshas Chukas, Kriyas HaTorah, this morning, Monday morning, we read Mayim Chaim El Keli. So why did Chazal have to select the pasuk in Zechariah to highlight the fact that Mayim is called Chaim when there is a much more basic pasuk in the Torah, in Parshas Chukas, that it's called Mayim Chaim? Okay, but isn't the Ikar, what it says in the Torah, much more so than what it says in the Nevi'im? The Torah comes from Hashem, and P. Hashem. Nevi'im, there's an intermediary of a Navi. So what would be the answer? It must then be that the water that we're describing in the Torah is limited. It's just a spring that is used for immersion. The water here, the Mayim Chaim, has a different stratosphere, because it's coming out of the Kodesh HaKodashim, and it's spreading to the entire world. And it's providing healing to the world. So I guess the reason why this pasuk is cited, not the pasuk in the Chumash, is because its scope is that much greater than the word the Mayim Chaim has mentioned in this week's parasha. Next, pasuk V'Hoyah Hashem L'Melech Kol Haaretz V'Yom Hu Hashem L'Chol Shmo Yechad Atu Ha'idna La'at Echadu. Question: the Gemara is Hashem not one today? HaKadosh Baruch Hu rules the world. Amar Rabbi Avraham Bar Chanina Lo'i Ka'ol Ma'zeh Ha'ol Ma'bah. It's a famous Chazal. This world is like the next world. A person makes the bracha atoyv hametiv on good news. In the next world, kuloi hatoyv hametiv. There will be no such thing as the bracha of dayan hames, but it will be hatoyv hametiv. Therefore, Ushmo Yechad, this is a little period. So I'm saying a very profound idea. I want to elaborate upon this just for a moment. The idea over here is when you make a bracha, V'hoyah Hashem L'melech al kol ha'aretz, V'yomuhu yiyeh Hashem Echad. Now, what this Mayim Chazal is teaching you here is, every time you make a bracha, how do we look at a bracha? When we make a bracha, how does the average person understand the bracha? Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. That is standard. That's the template, the boilerplate. Oh, Baruch, what is your kavana when you say Hashem's name, when you say Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam? Yes, the average person, they will tell you, there's absolutely no difference in your frame of mind when you say those words. Every single bracha you make, it's all the same. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. After you finish those words, you first begin to, okay, what now am I trying to accomplish? What now should be my frame of mind towards Hashem? If I'm eating a fruit, boirei pri hametz. If I'm eating a vegetable, boirei pri adam. If I'm getting an aliyah, asher bochar banu mikol ha'amim. Until you get to what is unique about the blessing, we are on autopilot. It's just Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. Blessed are you, Hashem. And that's it. Then we first begin to open up our mind to what we are doing, what we are trying to accomplish. This Maamar Chazal tells us that's not the case. It tells that when a person already says Baruch Ato Hashem, you already have an obligation to know what you're going to say, and what you're going to say has an effect on how you express and appreciate the name of Hashem. Now obviously, you know, there are many different shemas. You know, we discussed last year: Kel, Tzivakos, Elokim, Shakai, Ka, and all the combinations. So we do know that we have many different names for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to use to dwell upon different dimensions of Hashem in this world. But this Maamar Chazal is telling us, even when we do not do that, and we focus on the same exact element of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, already, when you say the Hashem Hashem, already your attitude should be different. Because the pasuk says, "V'hayu Hashem l'melech al ha'aretz b'yom ha'hu yigiyeh Hashem echad." And what does it mean, "B'yom ha'hu"? Hashem will be one. Because today we have two different shemos. And what are the two shemos? There's Dayan Ho'emes and there is Toiv Hametiv. Oh, excuse me, Dayan Ho'emes and Toiv Hametiv are not shemos. They're not shemos. Dayan Ho'emes and Toiv Hametiv are expressions. Both of those blessings begin the same. Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. So what are you telling me? That only La'asid Lavo is going to be different. Today it's one. It's the same. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. It's the same exact Shem Hashem. The expressions are different. Well, yet what do you see in this Chazal? It's like a pasuk in Nevi'im Achronim. A pasuk in Nevi'im Acharonim is not meant to be read in order. It's a puzzle. You have a pasuk, there are multiple words. Sometimes you need to start at the end and work your way backwards. Sometimes you need to start in the middle and then jump around from the beginning and to the end. When you translate a pasuk in Chumash, and certainly in Nach and Nevi'im Acharonim, it's a puzzle. It has to be deciphered. Which word goes first in order to bring out the idea? When you make a bracha, it's exactly the same thing. Even though we say it, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, being that we know we're going to say HaToyv HaMeitiv, the HaToyv HaMeitiv already changes the essence of Hashem Elokeinu. The Kavanah of Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam in your mind has to be completely different when you're relating to Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, because you know what's coming at the end of the bracha. It's not just okay. Let me go through one thing at a time. Let me first do Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, and let me have all my kavanas for Hashem is the Elokeinu, and then we'll first begin to relate to the activity at hand. Wrong. The activity of what we're doing has already affects the utterance of Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. And that's why today Hashem is not Echad. When the activity is HaToyv HaMeitiv, you relate to Hashem differently. When you're going to say Dayan Ho'emes, already when you're saying Hashem Elokeinu, it's a different... Now, there's only one Hashem, of course. I know Api Kursa said, there's only one HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not the same. We do not understand how to deal with tragedy. Tragedy is something that we do not... It's very painful, and we're lost. We're totally in the dark. So our attitude, our reverence to Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam is different. So it's the Shem Hashem that's already different in this world. But lo'asalavoy, there's only one bracha. There's no Dayan Ho'emes. Even on bad news, the bracha is HaToyv HaMeitiv. Even on bad news. So when a person will be saying Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, and he's going to... It's all going to be the same. Because even on bad news, a person will be able to see that there is nothing bad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not bring harm upon this. He did not create this world to cause mankind harm. Hashem created this world for one purpose only, to do with man chesed. And there's nothing that is ra. And it's our problem. I heard, I went to Shabbos with Sheva Brachos. The person said the Sheva Brachos, he says that the person went to visit, where is it, in Italy? The Mona Lisa. Where do you see the Mona Lisa? France, yes. France, okay. So he went to France to see the Mona Lisa on display. He comes into the museum. Obviously, there's a lot of guards. Everything is very protected. And he's studying the Mona Lisa, and he says to the person there, whoever, what's the person called? The tour guide?
Curator.
What?
Curator.
The curator. He says, I don't see the godless. I don't see what's so special. You know, I have in my home pictures of other paintings. I don't see what's so special about this. So the curator says, Excuse me, sir. The Mona Lisa here is not on trial. The Mona Lisa is one of a kind. You're on trial. If you can't appreciate, do you appreciate the greatness of this painting? When the next fellow walks in the door, he's on trial. The Mona Lisa is not on trial. You are on trial. It's a very profound idea.
It is.
And the Hoyo Hashem Lemelech al Kol Haaretz Bayom Hu Yeh Hashem Echad Shmo Echad. Until Mashiach comes, the Churban of this world, of the Golos of Shechina, is Hashem is on trial. That's the Churban of this world. Every person, Avraham Shur, he spoke here. He's a very holy person, a scary person. He's so holy, afraid to go in his Dalet Amos. And he said, every single person here in this room has Tainus on Hashem. There's not a living person here doesn't walk around with complaints, tainus. Hashem is on trial. We put Hashem on trial. So everyone will give Hashem a different verdict. Some will say Hashem is good, A plus. Some will say A minus, B plus. Everyone has a different attitude towards Hashem. That's what it means that Hashem's name today is not one. Everyone relates to Hashem differently. Le'osit lovoi, Hashem's not on trial. When Mashiach will come, v'hoy Hashem lemelech al kol haaretz, b'yoyim ahu yiyeh Hashem echad, u'shmo echad. Hashem's not on trial. Everyone knows, it is clear as day, Hashem has been established to be perfect. Hatsur tamim polo. You're on trial. Do you understand? Do you relate to? Do you appreciate? Hashem is not on trial. That's the difference between today and La'asalava. Then we're going to be on trial, not Hashem. That's the way it always is, obviously. But unfortunately, Hester Panim allows for us to look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu with different angles. Okay, there's another point I want to make over here, which I find this to be an important idea. This idea, Tisha B'Av is coming around the corner. Okay, Shavuos B'Tammuz, then Chodesh Tammuz. Before we blink, it's really going to be Shavuos B'Tammuz, and then it's the Yimei HaMetzarim, Tammuz and Av. So there's a very interesting. So we don't do this. I was looking over some things about Tisha B'Av, just, and something caught my attention that. Today, when we go to Shul on Tisha B'Av, and we have come to the Kriyas HaTorah, it's regular. There is basically no difference in the way we do Kriyas HaTorah today, in probably every single shul here in this community, than what we do during the year, this morning, Monday morning. Maybe the only difference is, in many shuls, they take off the Paroichas, and they take off the Mapa from the Bima. I'm sure you've all seen that. In many shuls, they take off the paroiches, and the mapa on the bima is removed. Some shuls don't even do that. Some shuls, they leave the mapa on, they put a talus in the mapa, whatever it is. Okay, but everything else is the same. Everything else is identical. That's not the way it was done in previous generations. In previous generations, it was a very common custom, first of all, to wrap the Sefer Torah in a black shmata. The Sefer Torah was wrapped in a special mantle that was black, and it was written on it words, there are different customs, what was written the nusach that was written, embroidered into the mappa, the Sefer Torah. This is shocking. In some kilos, the Sefer Torah was put on the floor. Okay, today if you would drop a Sefer Torah, you fast. If you drop a Sefer Torah, you fast. But if you put it down on the floor, you don't fast. Because that's where it belongs on Tisha B'Av. Just like a dead body is put on the floor. They basically would treat a Sefer Torah exactly the way today we treat a dead body. It was draped in black. It was draped in black, and it was put on the floor, and put candles around it. It's Mesoy Mutal Lefanav. When the Shechina is gone into Golos, and has left the Torah, has left us, what do we have? If the Torah is not accompanied, if the Aron HaKodesh is not accompanied by the Shechina, it's a guf b'li neshama. It's Mesoy Mutal Lefanav. This is what they did. This is a fact. Then some will say, oh, no, it can't be. They put on the floor. They put on a little bench. All right, fine. You want to upgrade to a bench, it's all the same anyway. And in fact, I saw the most bizarre minug, and all of the commentators, they go berserk over it. They really go to town over this. They can't even tolerate this. There used to be a minug, beyond the shadow of a doubt, where on Tisha B'Av, a person, a living person, would lie down on the floor, and they would read the Sefer Torah on his back. When it came time for Kriyas HaTorah, any volunteers? Some would lie down on the floor and they would open up the Sefer Torah and read from it while on his back. The person's back was the bima. Okay, so today, this is unheard of today. Okay, this is, don't try this at home. But it goes to show us a very different world. Now, another minute that was done, and we don't do this either today, at least in the full Taikif, when you were honored, when you were called to the... Also, there's no Hagba on Tisha B'Av. You don't do Hagba. No Hagba. Because Or Rasha Lo Yokum is... You don't want to highlight the curse. Or Rasha Lo Yokum is Divrei HaTorah HaZois. There was no Hagba. And what they did was, and this was a minute, everyone who got an aliyah, you make two brachas. The first bracha you make when you get an aliyah is Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Dayan HaEmes. A bracha b'shem u'malchus. And then Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Bochar Banu Mikol Ha'amim V'Nosan Lanu Es Torah. Two brachas. Dayan HaEmes. Today we do not do this, but what do we do? And this is for real. These people who should know, people know how to get aliyah, should know the halacha. Is when a person gets the aliyah, especially the third aliyah. I'm not sure they do this in the first two aliyahs. But whoever gets shlishi is supposed to say in an undertone the three words: Baruch Dayan Ho'emes. Before the bracha. Before the person makes the first bracha. The first bracha. When the person is called up and he comes to the Sefer Torah, the first thing that comes out of his lips says the Mechaber Rambam says this. I don't remember. The Mechaber Rambam is supposed to say when he comes to the Bima, to the Sefer Torah, Baruch Dayan Ho'emes. In an undertone. No one should hear. And then he makes the bracha out loud. That is probably the only thing that is still preserved from what used to be done. There are some things, not by us, maybe in other communities, where they don't read from the bima. They have a secondary bima on the side of the shul. They bring in the portable bima, or is it on a table on the side to show the Shechina is in Galus. The Torah represents the Shechina. The Torah is in Golos, the Shechina is in Golos, so you take the Sefer Torah to the side. You don't lay in the shul from the bima, you lay in the side of the shul on the table to show the Torah is in Golos. We don't do this. We're not trying to make any new minhag in Chas V'Shalom. This is not what we do. This is not the way it's done. I'm not advocating for any of this, that the Davar Pashat Ma'id, but this is, I'm not making up this stuff. This is the way it was done. Dvarim Pshutim, it's all over the place. This is the minhagim, to drape it in black, and even to put it on the floor, and to make these brachas, no hagba, and there are other things, the more things I don't remember. Okay, why am I telling you all this? Because over here, it says over here something very interesting. It says over here the bracha of the La'aslaba, V'hoi Hashem L'melech al kol ha'aretz, V'yom hui Hashem echad u'shmo yechad. Today is a day when there are two shemos. There's Hatoy v'Hanetiv, and La'aslaba, and there's Hadayin Ho'emes. There's Dayan Ho'emes, we don't understand. But the day will come when Dayan Ho'emes will be eliminated, because it will be clear. It will be clear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'hoi Hashem L'melech al koretz V'yem hui Hashem echad u'shmo yechad. See, it's interesting that on Tisha B'Av there's Shachris and Mincha. Shachris, they made the bracha of Dayan Ho'emes. And we also lay the Haftarah. Okay, we also lay the Haftarah. Okay, so the Haftarah, the brachas of the Haftarah are brachas of Nechama. Okay? I'm forgetting all the brachas. But there are four brachas of the Haftarah. Magen David. Read the nus of the brachas. The brachas of Nechama. And it's very interesting, the stark contrast. Especially, I mean, What we laid, Soif Asifei Num Hashem, is pretty serious stuff. But Mincha, we laid Birshu Hashem B'Motzei, and it's interesting. That's not really what we're supposed to lay. They would really lay Shuva Yisrael Hashem Elokecha. He Chashalta B'Avonecha. There are other minhagim. There are other things they would lay. Other times it doesn't seem like they lay Shuva. They lay Birshu Hashem B'Motzei. They would lay in other words of Nechama and by Mincha. And it's interesting, the brachas that you're laying by the Sefer Torah are very, when you add the brach of Dayan Ha'emes and then you contrast it with the other brachas, it takes on a new significance, a new tokef, a new power. All right, that's one. Now here's the little thing I want to mention to you, and this is what we want to focus on, and that is, the Gemara here compares Dayan Ho'emes. I think this is a very important, there's something deep over here. I think something very important over here. The Gemara here compares Dayan Ho'emes, contrast Dayan Ho'emes to Hatoy V'Hametiv. Now, Hatoy V'Hametiv is really a Shechiyanu on steroids. That's really what it is.
But Hatoy V'Hametiv was made when they were buried. Right.
No, so they were Masada Atoy V'Hametiv.
That's what it says.
Right. But I think they made the bracha. I think maybe right. I could be wrong, but I think it just means that they expanded the Atoy V'Hametiv concept to Brichas HaMazon, and to when you have new wine, better wine. But before the Haruge Beta, is it true that there was no such thing as Ming Atoy V'Hametiv on good news? I don't know. I mean, the Shechiyanu, I don't know. It would. I always thought, maybe I'm wrong. Well, so when he was Misada, when we bench, and when we eat food, so we added another blessing into the Birchas HaMazon, HaMelech Atoy V'Hametiv Lakol. And also that if you're at a Su'udah and they bring out better wine, so you make the bracha Hatoy V'Hametiv. Does that mean that this bracha never existed until this moment
that's
in time?
That's what the Gemara makes it seem like.
It could be.
I don't know, maybe you're right, but that's what it seems like in the Gemara.
But generally, there are two blessings, and these two blessings are always a very big mystery, and it's very, very difficult in halacha when it's correct to make a birchas shehechi yonu, and when you should make a birchas bracha hatoy v'hametiv. Not so long ago, I went to Achnosa Sefer Torah, and at Achnosa Sefer Torah, they made a shehechi yonu. They brought, and you don't really see that. You don't see that. I never saw that done before. In fact, I remember many, many years ago, I went to Achnosa Sefer by Reisman Shul. I can't even believe that I remember this. It's supposed to show a good Rebbe. You remember what he said so many years later. And he gave a drasha by the Suda. I can't believe I can't remember what happened this morning. I guess I can remember, I don't even know why. And he gave a drasha, it goes to show he's a good Rebbe. And he said and this whole drasha was, why don't we make a Shehechianu on a new Sefer Torah? And he basically said, because a Shehechianu is generally made when you conclude something, you reach the end of an event. When you finish writing a Sefer Torah, it's just the beginning. The purpose of writing the Sefer Torah is to learn. Now you have in front of you a tool that you can learn what it says in the Sefer Torah. So it goes.
When you buy a new clothing.
So that's it. New clothing. You. There's nothing that you achieve. Yeah, but it's true. You have new clothing. You've reached a state where now I've earned enough money to purchase this garment, and I have an acquisition. When you acquire a Sefer Torah, we don't look at it like that. It's true, you have an acquisition, but it's in a different stratosphere.
Yeah.
The purpose of the acquisition pales, the element of the acquisition pales relative to what you're supposed to do with this acquisition. When you have a garment, I have an acquisition. I'm going to use it, very nice. I'm going to use it to cover myself, for shelter, for warmth. Very nice. Can you compare that to what the purpose of a Sefer Torah is? This begins now for you, Olam HaNitzchi, to learn Torah. Okay, you know, whatever. I'm not designing, but this is what he spoke about.
That's why it says, when you make a siyama, I mean, some Mefarshim claim we have it backwards. When we make a siyama, when we finish something, the siyama is not that you finished it, it's now that you get to start it all over again with a fresh pair of eyes.
You have background.
Yisrael, it finishes Le'enei Kol Yisrael, so now you can say, now I could start Bereishis, right? Because I have a better understanding.
First begin, right?
When you have
the basically new information to start again and to preach on a new level. Okay, that's what he said. That was the basic. But this they made a Shehechianu, not like what he said. They made a Shehechianu, and I looked in the Nite Gavriel has an entire section on the Shehechianu, and he writes there that the vast majority of the poskim say you should make a Shehechianu, and just in case you should acquire a new beged, a beged chodosh, just so you have no problem. Then he says something very, very interesting. He says, this is fascinating, if you also purchase a new keser for the Sefer Torah, there is no she'ela whatsoever you can make a Shehechianu. Because on the keser, if it costs a significant amount of money, you make a Shehechianu. So then there's nothing to discuss. Okay, but then is the next topic. Yes.
What Rabbi Acha Bar Hanina Tahir says something, I think, I'm looking at the words. He says, Al-Bisorot Tovot Omer Baruch Atov Gamiti, Al-Bisorot Da'ot Omer Baruch Dayan HaEmet, La'olam Hapa Kulo Atov Gamiti. Lama lo? La'olam Hapa Omer Rak Atov Gamiti. What is Kulo Kan? I say something else here. It's from our perspective. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Atom Amiti even now. Because we say, everything is taught. So why do we say, Baruch Ata Hashem, HaMotzi Lechem Min HaAretz? Lechem Min HaAretz? What, HaBorek Di Adama, Enak Di HaEtz? And we limited Hashem from our perspective to one item. That Ba'olam Haba, maybe on Lechem, will stay Atov Amiti. Kulo.
It doesn't say Oimer. There's no expression of the Besairis Toivois Oimer. That part of the expression is left out. It's interesting, right? There's no besoira. There's another dimension you're suggesting, that there's no ilolam haba. There's an absence of besoira and an absence of omer. It is. It's a reality. It's not something someone has to announce to you and you have to acknowledge. It's very, you're saying very good. There's no concept of a besoira in Olam Haba. What is an announcement? Information. I don't know this information. You are revealing to me new information. And then there is a reaction. Omer. L'olam haba, besides that it's going to be toiv hametiv, there is no such thing as the besoira.
There's no brother.
There's nothing hidden and nothing censored. Everything is revealed.
If everything is toiv, then you can't make a bracha at toiv.
It's just a natural reality of hatoiv vehametiv. They're very, very nice. It's very good. I write this down. It's beautiful.
You don't make any brachas.
Now let us finish this talk with you. There's a very big halachic debate in every single situation when you should make a bracha hashechiyanu and when you should make a bracha hatoiv vehametiv. The rule of thumb is, if it's personal, only affects you, me, I, myself, no one else, selfish, you make a shechiyanu. But if something good happens to you, and many people will share in this good event, then you don't make, it's not, then you make a toiv hametiv. If you buy for your family a car, what bracha do you make on the car? Shechiyanu or atoiv hametiv? Atoiv hametiv. Who benefits from the car? Everyone. Your whole family is going to benefit from the car. You're going to drive them. You're going to drive them all over the place. They're going to drive the car. They're going to take the car. If you buy a new suit, what bracha do you make? Atoiv hametiv or shechiyanu? This suit only fits me. It doesn't fit my wife. It doesn't fit my children. When you buy a new suit, you make a shechiyanu. It's for you and only you. When you buy a house, it's a toiv hametiv. When you have a child, what bracha do you make on a girl? On a girl, you make a toiv hametiv. It's not you make a toiv hametiv. It's not just for you. It's for your whole family. It's a blessing for the world, for everyone. That's the rule of thumb. So here's my question. Chazal want to contrast the bracha of Dayan HaEmes to a bracha that expresses good news in this world. If I was given the task to write this Gemara, I would say, Loi koilam haba, koilam hazelam haba. In this world, Hashem has two shemas, two dimensions. Because in this world, make a bracha on good news, on besoros tovos. You make a bracha, shechiyanu v'kiyimanu v'giyanu lazman hazeh. I'm selfish. It's all about me. Olam haba? What did I just say? I say, on good news, you say, shechiyanu v'kiyimanu v'giyanu lazman hazeh. On bad news, dayan ho'emes. But lo olam haba, it's only going to be shechiyanu. Only going to be shechiyanu. Why does the Gemara contrast dayan ho'emes with atoy v'hametiv? Why doesn't the Gemara illustrate this concept with shechiyanu? So the answer is, so teaching us something indirectly. Every tzara, rachmana litzlan, in this world is not a private tzara. Every time an individual in this world has to make a dayan ho'emes, today there are funerals. There's no doubt about it. Kachi darko shalolam. Short, you go to the chapels today, there are funerals happening every day in the chapels. And there are people there making the bracha dayan ho'emes. What's the contrast to dayan ho'emes? Hatoy v'hametiv. No, it's not. I'm not going to that funeral. It's not my problem. I don't care. If I cared, I would have gone. I'm not going to that funeral. So it's your problem. It's your dayan ho'emes bracha. So, what's the contrast? Selfish. Shechiyanu. Shechiyanu v'kimanu v'gen lasman hazeh. Right? Tit for tat. you have today Dayan Emes, and I have a Shachianu. No, Chazal are teaching you. You know the contrast to a Dayan Emes is? Whenever a person in Klal Yisrael makes the bracha Dayan Emes, the whole Klal Yisrael has to be Mishtatif in his tzar. And the opposite of Dayan Emes is not Shachianu. It's a toy v'hametiv. It's indirectly showing us there's no such thing in Klal Yisrael as a personal tzar. You don't have two brachas when it comes to tzaras. If it's a personal tzara, I say this bracha. And if it's a tzara for the rabbim, I say this bracha. You don't have that. In good news, if it's personal, I make a shachianu. If it's the whole family will be nene, then I make atoy v'hametiv. So if it's a personal tzara, it should be one bracha, and if it's a tzara for the tzibur, a different bracha. No such thing. And when Chazal want to contrast the Dayan HaEmes to the extreme opposite, what did they select? They selected atoy v'hametiv. Chazal here have taught us indirectly there's no such thing as a personal tzara. Every tzara, imoy onoichi b'tzara. The whole Klal Yisrael has to be mishtati from that tzara. That's the contrast. That's what this Chazal says.
The person is being that there's a levayas every day, so Klal Yisrael has to be the tzara and the tzara every day.
Yeah, they do. They do. That's right. That you got it. Okay, so there are rules. There are life is complicated. There are laws of Avelos. The Ovel, the one that made the bracha, he's in Avelos for a whole year. Aninus, Avelos, Shloishim, Tachshana. And the person that's not, doesn't make the bracha, he is Mishtatif in the Tsar. But when the Levaya is over, he goes to a Simcha. He goes to a Chasna. He goes here, he goes there. That's right, there are different Madregos. Just because a person is permitted and is obligated to be is leiv toiv mishta whatever. Just because a person has obligation to have simcha and to participate doesn't mean that he's exempt for the moment, and obviously in a balanced approach to life to be mishtat in someone's tzar of dvarim shudim. Look, Lag Ba'Omer, as Lag Ba'Omer began, tragedy. So how do you react? So the many kehilos all over the world canceled. Probably the vast majority of all the Lag Ba'Omer celebrations were canceled on the spot. And then I know of a group that I was actually watching the debate. I was watching the conversation. I was eavesdropping on the conversation. What should we do? And the conversation went, the proper thing is to cancel. And that's what we should do. But our chevra here is a different type of chevra. If we're going to cancel, where are these guys going to go now? We're not dealing over here with, a different type of oilam. Where are they going to go? We're going to cancel. Where are they going to go? We know where they're going to go. So it's not such a good idea. But just to ignore the tzara. So what we're going to do is we're going to do it different. We're gonna first say Tehillah. Then we're gonna do this. We're gonna transform it into a kumzitz. We're gonna do it in a different oifen for this chevra. But there was dancing and there was joy. No, life is complicated. Ha'iluchud v'ha'iluchud. When I went to rabbi school 100 years ago, Rabbi Stephen Przanski, amazing person, Stephen Przanski. So he gave these rabbis. They really. They broke down. So he took out a card out of his pocket, and he showed us the card. And he said, "This card, in the morning, there was a horrific tragedy that happened in this community. Terrible tragedy." And he officiated at the funeral, and he was under a lot of pressure. Everything happened very quickly, and he took out a piece of paper to write down the maspidim And what he was going to say, what he wanted to say, and all the announcements, and he wrote everything on this card. And he officiated, he went to the cemetery, he came back. By the time he was finished, it was about 4 o'clock, 4:30, whatever it was. And then, after he came to the Avel, they set up the house there, and Davin Mincha, whatever, he had a very choshev chasma, that he was the Mirsader Kedusha. So he ran from the base oval after an entire day, didn't change his clothing, didn't shower, did nothing. He went straight from the Levaya with the mud on his boots, on his shoes from the cemetery. He brushed it off the best that he can to this beautiful, beautiful chasna that was a very big simcha for different reasons, for many special reasons. And he gets there in Mamish in the nick of time, he sits down by the chasna's tish, and he starts, he has to fill out the tunoyim and the ksuba, and he was also going to make announcements under the chuppah, and he's scrambling to find a piece of paper to write down the name of the chasan, his name, his father, the kala, scrambling. The cameras are clicking, the video is going, everyone is dressed, everyone is so happy. Puts his hand into the pocket. The only piece of paper he has is the card from that morning. Turns it over. On the other side, he writes down the chassan's name, the kala's name, who's going to get this bracha, and he makes all the arrangements. And he proceeds to fill out the ksuba, the chulu, under the chuppah. He makes the announcement, mechubed this grandfather with this keyboard, Holocaust survivor, this, that. Tremendous simcha. He shows us the card. On one side are the kibudim for the chasma. On the other side are his notes for the levaya. Didn't have a second to think the whole day. Everything just happened. Same card. Life is complicated. In the morning it was Avelus, in the evening it was Simcha. He's the rabbi. That's what he does. The Avelim didn't go to the Chasm. The Balei Simcha didn't go to the Levaya. Hayel Chud v'Hayel Chud. It's not such a question. But this Maimon Chazal, I believe, is teaching us very powerful Chiddush. If you would just say, listen, for Simcha, there's a Shechianu, and there's a Toiv HaMeitiv. Very nice. For Avelus, there's Baruch Atah Hashem Elokei Melech Baruch Dayanu Emes. Okay, very nice. Go open up your brachas book and look at all the brachas. But this Chazal comes along and says, it puts the two together. Loi Koilam Azel Elam Abo. Oilam Azel Besuris Toivois Oiner. What? What would you say? I would say, selfish. I buy a smartphone for myself. It's for me. Shechianu v'kimanu v'giyanu lazman hazeh. Al besur es rois, chmanu litzlan lo yoleinu. There's a different bracha. It's not what Chazal said. Al besur es toiv es oime baruch ha-toiv ha-meitiv. What? Toiv ha-meitiv? That's when everyone has pleasure. When you donate, you buy a new washing machine for your family, you buy say ha-toiv ha-meitiv. Everyone's going to have clean clothing. You buy a dishwasher. Everyone has clean utensils. And Dayan HaEmes. What do I have to do with some? That's an individual. There's no such thing as a Tzoras Yacht. No such thing. A Dayan HaEmes is the counterpart to the HaToiv HaMeitiv. Everyone in Klal Yisrael has to be mishtatev in someone's tzar. That's what Chazal says. Who cheered them up? You need anyone who's a rebbe. I'm not mekana rebbes. What do rebbes do the whole day? They listen to tzars. That's the whole day. Before we open
up.
What? They have their own. Who doesn't? Everyone has their own.
That's why
the
Rebbe
lost the war.
And so he came to my grandfather to write a negative to cheer him up.
Okay, everyone, Rachman Raslan, has what to be depressed about, unfortunately, in this world. And the Rebbes and the Rabbanim, what do? They have to listen to everyone else's source. And boy, you need a psych. What some of the things that people go through their ears. It's just not to be believed. What people come to pour out their hearts. It's before we open our mouths and they criticize Rabbanim and Rebbes, what they have to listen to is just horrifying. Look at the Lubavitcher Rebbe. Lubavitcher Rebbe, yesterday was the Yahrzeit site, and I had these incredible videos on Telegram on a Lubavitcher channel, and they send every so often these videos of the Rebbe, these incredible, beautiful videos.
When he left, the last thing you said was he got a bracha from Lubavitcher Rebbe. He sent it out.
But they show people coming in these videos, coming and crying to him, and saying all these things. It's very and they show he loved the letters. Every day he had a suitcase of letters, and he read all the letters. Could you imagine what it said in those letters? Could you imagine the tsaras that went through his mind? Okay, this. And to survive all this, to come out of this as a healthy person, it's unbelievable. You need incredible siyata d'shmaya. Hashem only selects the best. People that can hear, can be mechazer of the people. These are very special people. All right, let's go weiter in our V'hoya Hashem l'melach. This, I dwelled on this because I really believe this in this vart very, very much. It's a very, I think it's an emes to gevart, this vart. The contrast of the emes to hatoiva hameitiv and not shechiyanu. Dafka, not Shechiyanu. Vaita. Now we go to Echad. What does it mean, Echad? Echadu. So we had this already, we discussed already a few times, just going through the words. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Loikal Mazel, Mabal Mazel, Nikbi Yudke, Vinikra Bi Alef Dalet. Like we discussed, we went into the whole shiur on this. Avol ma'bom kuli echad nikra biyudkei v'nikra biyudkei. Fine. Hashem Elokeinu, aleinu, Hashem echad al kol boi ha'olam. Hashem Elokeinu ba'olam hazeh Hashem echad. So we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. What do those words mean? Hashem Elokeinu. Hashem Elokeinu means ba'olam hazeh. Hashem echad ba'olam haba v'cheinu. Oymer v'hoyah Hashem menol kol eretz v'yimui Hashem echad Hashem echad. This is what we're supposed to think about when we say Kriya Shema. Okay, we say Kriya Shema twice a day. There are two perushim. I once tried to do mechadish, is that the two perushim is what the difference between what you should be mechavin in the morning versus what you should be mechavin in the evening. What are the two perushim? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The simple shad is sometimes we Hashem relates to us with rachamim. Yud ke vav ke. Yud ke vav ke is usually associated with the midah of rachamim. Elokeinu is a shame that is used sometimes or often in din. Every person knows that sometimes things don't always go their way. They don't always go their way, and they feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being noyeg with them in the midah of din. And sometimes everything goes your way. Bracha, a shef of bracha, and Hashem is relating to you with rachamim. So an apikoyres, Rachman Litzlan, would say different gods. There's a god of din, and there's a god of rachamim. There are two gods. And the god of rachamim, He's on a vacation. He went to the Caribbean. He's there on vacation somewhere. And who's today the boss? Who took over today? The god of din. He moved in. He's the babysitter. And then, when it's a good day, the god of din, he went to Europe. He went to NATO to have a conversation with some of the people there. And who's in charge here today? The god of rachamim. Apikorsim made that mistake. Half the world made that mistake back in Shanim Kadmonios. Klal Yisrael, Hashem taught us, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. It's all the same. There's only one God. And sometimes, depending on the moment, depending on the situation, the same Hashem, His Hanhaga is with Rachamim, and sometimes Hashem deems it necessary for there to be Din. That's one pay. That's the basic pay. The Achdusoy shel Yisparach Shema. It's only one God. The same God that was harsh today is the Hashem that had Rachamim. Don't make a foolish mistake in thinking there's more than one God. Echad means there's only one Hashem. No matter what happens in this world, it's all the same. Only one Hashem. And then there's the other perush that Rashi says in Chumash, which means today Hashem Elokeinu. Who today appreciates HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Only Klal Yisrael, Orthodox Jews. It's amazing. It's probably never been. I can't say never, but today you look around. What's going on in this world? I don't know. Maybe it's just a facade. People, certain elements in this world have taken over leadership positions, and they make believe that the whole world, they represent the whole world. I hope it's just a facade. But you look out in the world, it's unbelievable. Who is loyal to this world? I read yesterday, it's shocking that yesterday they asked college students on campus, do you think we should delete from currency the words "In God we trust"? They took a poll amongst all college students. The vast majority said yes. They should take off those words from coins. Unbelievable.
Why?
Why? I don't know why.
Well, I know. They don't believe. They think it's...
they don't believe. You have all these... Whatever the reasons are, it's not good. No matter what the reasons are. Even if you'll say, it's offensive. It's a crazy, little crazy mishagasim, you know?
But that's what they said.
I mean, it's a very frightening reality. If that's what they're teaching children, these are young adults... Go college campus. You ask them. I'm sure you can do a Google search. You'll find the, all the exact details. The details of today. Someone in college likes diapers today. it's like the maturity level of society today. It used to be when you were in high school, you were ready to get married. Today, unfortunately, the society it's a whole different world today. But it's a very frightening world. Who's loyal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Who is loyal?
The infantilization of America.
Who is loyal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Klal Yisrael. So Hashem Elokeinu. Only us, Orthodox Jews, can take pride in saying the words Hashem Elokeinu. But we have emuna in the world. We have faith in the world. The day will come. The day will come. You can guarantee. You can invest. Hashem Echad. Every single college student will say, not only don't you dare take off "In God we trust" from the coin, there should be an amendment to the Constitution that it must appear on every single credit card. The words "In God we trust." It's going to happen. Hashem Echad. No, it's going to happen. That's the other parish. So which one should you say? Should you say, which kavana should you have when you say Kriya Shema? What kavana? So I want to suggest that in the morning, Shacharis, you should have the kavana of the first parish, of the Achdusoy Yisparach Shema. Whatever happens today, if I have a good day today, if the stock market goes up, or if Chas V'Shalom goes down, whatever happens today, Hashem Elokeinu, whether it's going to be a day of Hashem, Rachamim, whether it's a day of Din, Hashem Echad. It's only one HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He knows what he's doing. At night, when it gets dark, then we're focusing on the Golos. Darkness, the evening, is a Zman of Golos. In Golos, Hashem Elokeinu. All he got Hashem is us. But we have Emuna. You've created a world. Each man is created B'Tselem Elokim. It's really amazing. Orthodox Jews, the world should love us. We're the only ones that are machshev them. You ask a guy, what are you? I'm an animal. They look at themselves as animals. Apes, worse.
You might be right.
And I mean, all the crazy things that they say is just not to be believed. And you ask an Orthodox Jew, what is a guy? What is this guy? You're B'Tselem Elokim. You are created in the image of God. Who will tell that to them? Who would give them such a compliment? Who? No one. No one in this world would give a compliment to a guy to say to them, you are created, you are created by God in His image. Chaviv Adam, Shenivra B'Tzalmai, Chaviva Yisera Shenoidasloi, that it's known to him that he's been created in his image. You say this Chazal and explain that Maimon in Pirkei Avos to a guy, they won't know. They don't know what to do with themselves. And you know something? They're so thirsty to hear this. They're so deep down, they're really so sick and tired of all this garbage. They really are. I know someone who works with these people. He works with Mamish, the people that are heavily steeped in this philosophy of this country. And when he talks to them, this language, they swallow it like they're like they're on a desert, dehydrated, thirsty to hear words like this. No one says this to them. No one talks to them like this. This is it's amazing how this just all you have are these preachers that are just angry like this, like Jeremiah Wright. That's like the model of a preacher today. Just an angry, furious, hateful people. Religious by the garden. They're religious. They're full of hate. It's amazing. It's amazing how thirsty people are to hear the truth, to hear something comforting. Hashem Echad. But now, all Hashem you got is us. Hashem Elokeinu. Our pasuk, Voy Hashem lemelech al kol aretz bayoyim ahu yeh Hashem Echad Shemechad. This pasuk cannot be emphasized. This pasuk is just a super duper powerful pasuk like none other. Okay, there's one more thing we have to do. The chaim we do tomorrow. The chaim is anoch, and then we go further to pasuk yud. So mishum tomorrow just do the chaim is anoch v'kidah, and we'll move ahead. We'll take a very short break. I want to talk about afterwards the be'era shel Miriam. Miriam Hanavia, she left us a legacy. The be'era, a lot of very nice things, and we'll talk about when we come back in a few moments.
You want me to help you?
Let's see. Good morning, everybody.
All right. Need a little silence.
Yeah, you're silent.